put some fire under there where that heat would cook bottom and top, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a chimney right there where you at. And your chula sitting out here. And my mother didn't have no hood and her hood and mom and dad died. And they'd still be standing on the bar with the little garment on the slipping, you know. Mm-hmm. Waiting till mother get that bread. Done while they could get some last of bread, milk and bread.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that part of the fireplace that you set the skillet on? That flat part?
Call that the hearth. We call it the hood, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, Fred, out in front of there.
Yeah, they call, we call that the hearth.
And that's what we call it.
That'll come right out from in front of the
fireplace.
You know, mm-hmm. That's the chimney there, you know. That's the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
So that in that fire in there. And then right down there, we call that the hearth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right out from there, with the hood.
That's the hearth. And then the floor start out here.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be standing all around that fireplace on that hearth.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you bread get on, mama would give you some milk and bread. They had spoons to eat in them days. More or less you ate with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you broke your bread and drank your milk. But a little food. My mother would wake around some white people. Or get up in the morning, leave us, and go about a mile ahead to work for some white people, you know, wake around them morning and night. The morning, the other time she'd bring the food back, what the white folk leave from the table. And we'd be glad to see her coming.
Mm-hmm.
We eat what she brought in the house. And our clothes we got them from that white lady, from her children. And they were fit to wear. Now they gave them the first clothes of our head. Fit to wear the church.
Mm-hmm.
What we give to my mother.
Say if you were going to build a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
That's it.
If you were going to build a fire, how would you do that?
I can explain that to you. If you were going to build a fire, I've seen my mother get some cotton. And she had a rock. And I don't know what hollow it was, but it was a rock and a piece of file, a piece of iron. And you stack that rock.
Mm-hmm.
On that piece of iron until a little spark of fire would fly off, heat in that cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And that cotton would catch a fire, you know. And they'd get fire from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you just scratch. You just hit that rock on that piece of iron, whatever it was, so the spark would fly from it. You understand? You mm-hmm. ever see sparks?
Mm-hmm.
Would fly from that iron and rock and catch that cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you be done created fire then. Then you shell your cotton together and your paper, so